Chapter 19. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
The days passed, and Luke and Ben learned. They learned primarily from Tadar Roe, whom they grew increasingly to like. Even though he was Ang-Ti, and therefore would in part always be incomprehensible to them, he was clearly comfortable in his dealings with the two Jedi, and seemed to like them after a fashion. He answered their questions as best he could, which sometimes was very well indeed, and sometimes hardly at all. He was clearly trying.
"You are the third and fourth humans I have met,"
Tadar Roe said one day as they sat in what was clearly the Ang-Ti's favorite spot. It seemed as rocky and barren as any other place, but the stones had been worn down by time. They held the warmth of the sun when it was cool, and moved into shade from the taller standing stones when the day grew warmer. Ben even caught glimpses of small animals now and then. There was a calmness, a serenity about the place that both he and Luke could sense. Luke even commented on it one afternoon. Tadar Roe radiated pleasure and warmth into the Force as he responded.
"This is a teaching site. Many of the young gather here to learn. So too did Jason Solo and George Cardass."
Always the Ang-Ti used the full names of those he referred to.
School, then?" Ben asked.
"Yes, that will do. A school. For centuries have open and willing minds been taught in this place. We find joy in learning and in sharing knowledge. The energy of so many minds, so much learning and enlightenment, that is what you feel here."
Ben nodded slowly.
"You taught Jason here," Luke said. "How good a student was he?"
"He was only the second human I had ever met, and the first Jedi. He seemed very eager for knowledge, but it was not as joyful to him as to others. Is this a human trait?"
Luke and Ben exchanged glances.
"Not universally. Everyone is a unique individual. How long ago was Jason here?"
"There was a newness, an expectancy about him,"
Tadar Roe said, in typical cryptic Ang-Ti fashion. By now, though, Luke and Ben were starting to be able to translate.
"He was just starting on the 5-year journey," Luke said to Ben, who nodded.
"You said he seemed eager for knowledge, but it wasn't a joyful experience," Ben continued. "Can you elaborate?"
Tadar Roe sat back on his haunches, his tongues flickering in and out, but no words came forth. Clearly, thinking and speaking were sometimes one and the same for the Ang-Ti. Ben stifled an inappropriate laugh as he realized that sometimes thinking and speaking were one for members of his family as well.
"It was a task rather than a delight, as if it was something to be accomplished, so one would not need to worry about it anymore. Something to get, to have."
"That sounds like Jason," Ben said quietly. "So even then his feet were set on this path. At least somewhat."
"Path?"
Luke sighed and turned to Tadar Roe.
"Your people use the Force, but it is my understanding that you don't believe in a light or dark side.